you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Peter Rayner and Christy Lemire. Up first, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, starring Paul Rudd. Gil Kenan is the director and co-screenwriter. Peter?
Well, it has an affable cast. It's always nice to see Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and some of the old-timers from the original Ghostbusters from 40 years ago. But it's too much of a mashup of all the other Ghostbusters movies, too self-referential to the first one, and ultimately just too much going on, and it doesn't really know what it wants to be. And finally, I think it freezes itself out.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, rated PG-13 in wide release. The horror film Immaculate stars Sydney Sweeney. It's directed by Michael Mohan. Christy?
Sydney Sweeney is a plucky young nun who wants to serve God, but she goes to Italy to this nunnery, and bad things happen. And we know bad things are going to happen from the very beginning. Sort of a moody, gothic thriller for a while. She's very good in holding the frame and carrying us along with her. It goes totally gonzo at the end. It's going to make people very angry in its use of Catholic iconography, but it's one long single take at the end. It's very, very well done.
And there's another horror film that Christie's very high on that you can hear in the full hour of Film Week at LAist.com. This film, Immaculate, is rated R in select theaters. And we have a new version of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
You didn't think you needed a new Roadhouse movie, but you do, and it's this one. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal in the legendary Patrick Swayze role. He's a bouncer at a dive bar in the Florida Keys, and he crosses the wrong people. This is a really funny movie. I was not expecting it at all, but it's cheeky and playful, has a very understated sense of humor. Jessica Williams and Billy Magnuson are both great. If you want to watch Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor beating each other up, you can do that for like the entire last half hour of this film, essentially.
It's hard to believe 30 plus years since the original Roadhouse with Swayze and company. Roadhouse is rated R. It's on Amazon Prime Video. Limbo is an Australian crime mystery directed and written by Ivan Sen. Simon Baker stars, but it takes us into the world of Indigenous Australia. Peter?
Yeah, Ivan Sen is an Indigenous Australian filmmaker, and he really knows this world. It's about a cold case from a girl who was disappeared 20 years ago, and Simon Baker is really strong in it. It has a very good cast altogether. Natasha Wangareen and Rob Collins, also terrific performances. Very austere, black and white. Best movie of this type I've seen since Rabbit Proof Fence, also from Australia.
The film Limbo is unrated. You can see it at Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear that full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.